Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN on a Tuesday morning. And the second Tuesday of the month means it's time to talk with our Riley County officials here today. And we got a couple guests joining us here via Zoom this morning. Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foki joining us via Zoom. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on. And Greg.
Pleasure to be here.
We also have Greg McHenry, who is the Riley County Appraiser, joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll have a lot of different topics we can cover here during this morning's show. And again, we'll take phone calls. We usually get some here for Riley County Day on In Focus, 785-537-1350. But I thought I'd start first in segment number one, just kind of introducing our listeners to Catherine, because we've had you on the air before during the campaign season here last year, but not since you've been elected to the commission. So welcome, first of all, and what have the last couple months been like?
Well, they've been pretty crazy. you know, it's taken time to get up to speed on the things that are going on and the procedures and how everything works. And it's been a lot of study. I knew it'd take some time. I'm a little impatient. I want to know it all right now, but it doesn't work that way. So we've been meeting, and I think that our meetings are going very well. And seems like we don't have a lot of the dead air space that we had before, as we're doing a lot more discussions. I've been assigned to various boards, a couple of them. I'm on the law board, which is a real important board that controls is in charge of the Riley County Police Department. So that's been quite a learning curve to get up to speed on that. And I'm also on the ATA board, and I'm on the regional planning board, which is working on all sorts of plans for a 5-county region. Let's see, I am also on several other boards that I go to. I'm on the solid waste board, which we talk about solid waste management, and various others. So it's been really interesting to get to know people, and most of it's on Zoom, of course. We do have luncheons with other government officials in the county, which is very informative. So we keep track of what other entities are doing and how they're getting along and things that we can do to work together. So it's been an interesting 2 months. I look forward to the rest of it. And, if people want to get in touch with me, I'd certainly appreciate it. I always like to hear from people.
Yeah, well, it's been interesting to watch the, especially the Riley County Commission meetings. You and I spoke last week, just kind of how different it is, the structure-wise. And you did mention that a lot of the dead space is gone. And it seems to me, anyway, this new efficient way of running meetings seems to be well received. I don't know how the department heads feel about it, but what's been your takeaway?
Well, it seems to go really, we're like, shortened the time period for the presentations from staff. I think everybody's happy about it because we seem very efficient and on time, and we're not sitting around the three of us are not sitting around and just, chit-chatting between the sessions. So I think that is it's a lot more interesting, I think, for people that are listening and for the presenters of the staff and for sure for the commissioners. For me, I'm getting to know the other two commissioners, and, that's important as we go forward. So it's really good. I know that we've had to increase Greg's time because his reports are a little longer. So we increase that to like 25 minutes as opposed to 20, I believe. So I think it's well received. I haven't heard any comments. I've heard some comments like from the press and various other people that, this is a lot more interesting to listen to. I think a lot of that came from the campaign when we talked about the dead air space, both in the Ned Seaton talked about it and I talked about it. And I think all the candidates really talked about how we need to be more efficient in our meetings to keep the interest up with the constituents.
Yeah. Well, and we've seen in the past year a lot more people are taking an interest to local government, especially because it, in the news every day, the government's controlling a lot of things right now, and with the pandemic in place, and the mask mandate and whatnot, and people have an opinion, they want to speak out to their local elected officials.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The pandemic has been the biggest issue that we've had in the past couple months, and the differences between the city and the county, that's very important, and how that all came about. So right now we have the restrictions pretty much lifted. That came out in an order from the health department a couple weeks ago. I wasn't necessarily in favor of opening everything up that quickly, but we'll see how it works.
Yeah, and obviously the health department director, we have her on now once a week here. We've kind of scaled it back a little bit on K-Man, but I know she was on this morning kind of talking about vaccines, and that process has gone pretty smoothly for the most part. Of course, there was a little bit of a hiccup last week with not being able to move to phase 3, and that whatever the rules are here from the state, you got to follow the rules, but I thought it was a little interesting that they actually were talking about withholding vaccines if we moved any quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were. In fact, they did put a hold on vaccines for about a week until we got in under compliance to their guidelines. And I think the health director was trying to, she had made a, the command staff had made provisions for our county. And some of those provisions, we're not in compliance with the state. Like, for instance, we had in phase 2, we weren't done with phase 2, according to the state. We still needed to, before we moved to phase 3, we needed to vaccinate the grocery store workers and food service, and we needed to vaccinate large-scale aviation plants. Transportation workers we already had vaccinated, and a lot of the retail people we hadn't done, and the public service individuals, we hadn't gone through all of those. So we've had to go back and work on that, and now we're in compliance and we're getting supplies again. Plus, we've got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that is going to be coming into the county, I think in the next week when it's released, and that will be a one-shot vaccine. So that's pretty exciting. I believe she said about 1,200 vaccination doses would be coming under that. So, but the mask mandate is still in place, and we will be having a meeting about that on Thursday during the Board of Health meeting about whether to extend that. And so we'll see how that goes. I'd like to get comments from people on that.
Yeah, that's something interesting to watch, because obviously with Manhattan talking about doing something with their mask mandate, maybe or maybe not extending it past April 1st, we'll have to see what they impose here. But I know there's some on the commission who want to see Riley County be the one overseeing that all together. That's going to be an interesting discussion. We don't have a lot of details yet, but we'll be learning a lot here in the next week, I imagine.
Well, and one of the things that happened in the past was in 2011, and you may remember that, that the city commission withdrew their support of the Riley County Health Department. And that was done by 3 commissioners voted to withdraw from our agreement that had been in effect since 1995, and they withdrew all funds, so that the county became the health board for the entire county. Now the city is able to do their own mandates, so they did their own mask mandate, and so we're going to have to talk about that, but whatever restrictions we put on it will be in over the whole county. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, be interesting to watch for sure. How are you? Talking to Catherine Folke here, Riley County Commissioner, and Greg McHenry standing by here, Riley County Appraiser. We're going to talk more with him in the next segment. We're going to take a break and come back more in focus straight ahead here on News Radio KMAN.